There is a band from Wicklow that a lot of people seem to be getting quite excited about. We've talked about them before here on Radio Nova. They are called Children of the Sun. Robert Knight is a professional photographer who has spent his whole working life taking photographs of big rock stars like who, Robert?
Well, back in the day, I had Jimi Hendrix, Led Zeppelin, the Rolling Stones, Elton John, Jethro Tull. I shot the first tour of Black Sabbath, that sort of stuff. And then, but we're still shooting, and we just finished an 11-show run with Def Leppard.
Does Phil Collen ever put his shirt on?
No.
Of course, you've got your wife Marianne with you there as well, who is rather handy behind a camera. You've taken photos of
Def Leppard just recently, and Cheap Trick,
and
Carlos Santana.
I saw some of your Carlos Santana stuff online. It's fabulous.
Thank you. And actually, I think most of my imagery is being used for the European tour that they're doing at the moment.
Robert Knight and Marianne Billam are in town at the moment because they're in to do some photograph work with Children of the Sun, a band that are working on a brand new EP, and they're going to be recording their first single in the coming days. Slash is a fan, Robert. You've sent a taster of it to him.
And he sent us an email just a little while ago, just like really congratulating the boys and telling them good luck. And I mean, you know, he's kind of been watching the boys because he met them a few months ago here, and he really monitors them.
Children of the Sun, a young band from County Wicklow, and your aim at the moment is?
We're just trying to get them reaction right now to see if we can't, you know, really get this thing, you know, to be an international act straight away, you know.
Is it the look of the boys that, you know, your eye caught, or is it the sound? What's done it for you there?
Well, we have a 6'3" lead singer who's 15 years old with a almost 5-octave range on the voice. That in itself is really unusual. And when I first came over 19 months ago, and I think the Irish Times might have written something, and on the efforts of what you have done, certain people in the industry have stepped forward to help the boys. I think Bono's vocal coach has come forward, and, you know, all these different PR people from Principal. And so, you know, there's been sort of an awakening of the band, and then this music that they're producing is really cool, and it's almost unique.
Max, Art and Jack are Children of the Sun, and Jack is on the phone here too. Jack, when you hear that you've got your stuff been sent to Aerosmith's management, U2's management, Slash is keeping an eye on things, how does that make you feel?
The way it should be, you know. Yeah. It feels rock and roll.
Are you quite excited about what's going on then at the moment?
Very excited, very, very excited. Slash loves the new track. Aerosmith's producer just kind of like, everything's going ace. Like, it's really, really awesome.
At 15 years of age, has everything else taken a back seat for you now?
Oh, yeah.
Are we going to get an album this year, do you think?
I'm not sure about an album, but you'll get this song, which is just a taster of what's to come, and then you'll get the really good new single. You'll be the first radio station to play it.
Much more details on Children of the Sun on their website, childrenofthesunson.com.